The question was asked in Halakha. The Gemara in Ketubot, Daf Ayin Bet, discusses certain ramifications of when a lady forfeits her Ketubah. Ketubah is the condition, the document that's signed prior to their marriage, that the husband obligates certain payout if he gets divorced or it's under certain circumstances. But there are cases where the lady can forfeit that payment. So the Gemara says one of the cases is Ha'overet al dat Moshe ve'Yehudit. She's a lady that's not modestly dressed. The Gemara gives an example. A lady doesn't cover her hair in the public domain. She goes out begilui rosh, that her hair is revealed. So that's already considered she's breaking the laws of Moshe and modesty. And therefore, it can forfeit. She forfeits a ketubah. So the question is, what is considered covering the hair? Meaning, is it permissible to cover the hair with, let's say, a wig? Somebody wants to put a wig on their head, a lady, instead of a regular kerchief or other type of covering. Is that considered covering their hair? What's the question? Well, it really looks like the hair. So it's a very important shiltei geborim in the Gemara Shabbat and Daf Samech Dalet. There the Mishnah clearly says on Shabbat, it's permissible for a lady to go out into the haser with a pe'ah nochrit. What is a pe'ah nochrit? Pe'ah nochrit is a wig. So the Shiltei Geborim writes, and I quote his words, Yira'e mizeh lehavi ra'aya v'semech lanashim ha'yotzot pekisui sa'arot shelahen kesheen nesuot. He brings a ra'aya from this Mishnah that it must be permissible to wear a wig. Otherwise, how could the Mishnah say that a lady can go out on Shabbat into the Hatzer with a wig on if it was transgressing the laws of modesty? So that's his ra'aya. It should be pointed out that that's the way that Rama also was posek in Ora Chaim Siman Ayin He, like this Shiltei Geborim. However, that's the opinion as well as the Pri Megadim and the Magen Abraham. However, it should be pointed out the famous opinion of the Gaon Be'er Sheva that says you have no Raya. He says that Mishnah is a distortion the way the Shiltei Geborim was learning it. And he says that pe'ah nochrit they were talking about, they were wearing it underneath a hat. And the reason why they were wearing it is because certain ladies didn't have a lot of hair. And therefore, in order for them to look full, in order for them to look normal like everybody else, so they would put a wig on, and they would put a hat on top of it, so their hair would look as if it was fulled out. But he says, Chas v'shalom, that their hair was being revealed even in the form of a wig. He writes over here, Ech ya'aleh al da'at, sheyeh mutar la'arot atzma ke'overet al dat Moshe. How could she even give an impression, if it looks like hair, that she's overet al dat? And therefore he writes in his Lashon, the hadavar pashut, yoter mebi'ata bekutha. It's more than the most simplest halakha, that it is really forbidden. So it seems we have a machloket amongst the Hakamim. It is known, well known, that Rachab Avadya's opinion in Yabiya Omer and in all the Sefarim, he followed the opinion and follows the opinion of the Gaon Be'er Sheva. And therefore he prefers, even more than prefers, that a lady that's covering her hair should prefer to cover with a regular covering, but not a wig, for example, like a hat or a kerchief or things like that. However, Hakam Ben Sion, in Orlet Sion Aleph, in Or Chaim Siman Yud Aleph, clearly settles the minhag for those that are lenient to cover their hair with a wig. One thing is for certain, that we all agree that the hair must be covered. And it seems that that's not under dispute over here. The dispute is, what are we covering with? With a wig or with a hat or things like that. The Ma'aseh Chacham Ben Sion says those that are lenient to cover their heads with a wig have what to rely on. Chacham Ben Sion's wife herself used to cover her head with a wig. So therefore it seems that there is what to rely on. It should be pointed out, however, that today with the human hair wigs and all the other things like that, one has to just remember in the spirit of the law that this was a law said for modesty, and therefore one has to be careful not to get too lost in the, you know, trying to match exactly hair and things like that, which maybe was really not, which even the Shiltege Borim, who knows how far he went, what type of wigs they were talking about, probably like the, you know, the comic book wigs they were talking about, not the wigs that maybe today offer very, very, you know, what should I say, seductive or things like that. So one has to be careful not to forget what the spirit of the law was, that it was for modesty.